At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long. At 5:20, we'll have on with us our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff, who did the Saints-Carolina football game. We'll get his thoughts on Tyler Shuck. And again, it's a one-game sort of look, but man, you might have something there. We'll get Mark's talk about that, certainly about the Saints defense, which really played extremely well. It was the key to the Saints win against the Carolina Panthers, and his look across the NFL. Charlie, I'm not going to bring it up, but how about last night, huh? 10-7. If you had the under, you were happy about it. If you had the Eagles, you were happy about it. That, man, talk about a crazy game, and what the hell were the Eagles doing on that fourth down play at the end of the game?
Mike, I had texted you.
I don't get any of it, to be honest with you.
The first scoreless first half on Monday Night Football, I think they said, since 2009.
Yep.
And I had texted you as soon as it happened with Jordan Love. And, like, you're in field goal range. I had taken the Packers in pick six, and so I ended up with a 3-3 week. We'll do pick six on Thursday. That's besides the point. But Jordan Love, he's trying to make something out of nothing. Just take the sack. You have the timeouts, and he fumbles the ball in Eagle territory. Turnover, and it ends a scoring chance in what was a scoreless first half. That was the moment I was just like, okay, well, I'm in trouble. And then, of course, as you had mentioned, you know, they kind of made a decent comeback attempt late in the fourth quarter. Mike Jacobs scores the touchdown, but it just wasn't enough. And then all of a sudden you see now the Eagles are right back in the thick of things in the NFC.
Man, and that defense, though, the Eagles' defense is really good when you can hold an opponent to 7 points. And the Packers got some talent on offense. But I'll be honest with you, Charlie, it's just not gelled at all. And they very much remind me of the Broncos.
Right.
Kind of just playing around, and then, oh, we're going to make a run in the fourth quarter. You can't do that all the time. You're going to get caught in that manner. And last night was one of those times they got caught, and I didn't think the Eagles' game plan was very good either. But, man, some of the calls that they make, good gracious, I don't get it. But I know we've had a lot of people ask about Asante Samuel Jr., who was a free agent, who was formerly with the L.A. Chargers, did not sign. Again, he had spinal fusion surgery. The procedure turned out well. He was fully cleared, and today he came to terms with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we talked about the first hour. Man, they need secondary help as bad as the Saints, the Panthers, any other team in the NFL, the way they played in the secondary. So Asante Samuel Jr., and he'll start out on the practice squad and, you know, just try to work his way back in, and then he'll be back on the 53-man roster. Another thing we talked about in hour number one was Talen Green. And anytime you have a quarterback with that type talent going up against LSU, who has had difficulties stopping mobile quarterbacks or quarterbacks that can run around and make some plays with their feet, throw off the run, it has been an Achilles heel for Blake Baker. He has not been able to get his team to adjust real well. Ty Simpson, I sort of know where he's going to be. And you got to stop the big plays. And that's what happened. LSU got caught defensively, giving up four really big plays in the passing game to tie. But if you bring that blitz, okay, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. He's going to catch you a few times, and he was able to piece it together. And then we're not even going to get into LSU's inability to run the football, and red zone is just awful. But, man, Green, when I saw him at Boise State, he was a highly erratic passer. He's a really good athlete that could make plays with his feet. He could run with the football. Watch him today and how Bobby Petrino has really worked on keeping him a little bit more in the pocket. He's completing 62% of his passes today, which is the highest percentage rate he's had throughout his career at Boise State and Arkansas. Throwing the football, 19 touchdowns, 8 pass interceptions, but he's always playing from behind. Every week, because their defense is so sorry, they give up so many points, he's got to throw the football, and he's become a big-time runner also. He's rushed for over 600 yards, averaging over 6 yards a carry, 6 touchdowns. Man, for LSU, this should be a game that they should win. But what scares me is how good Talen Green can play, and he can give you a lot of problems, and this might turn out to be a bit of a shootout game in Baton Rouge.
Which is pretty funny considering that LSU's offense has yet to provide any type of a shootout game. But as you had mentioned, Arkansas's defense is just terrible. Mike, Talen Green, when listening to Coach Frank talk about him, then you watch some of the highlights, Coach Frank's right about this dude. He seemingly just glides when he's running out into the open field. He's a big body quarterback as well. He's got a good frame on him, but he's so athletic. I think Coach Frank basically said he's got a 4.4 type of speed to him, and when he gets out in space, he can really make you hurt. So Talen Green going to provide a massive challenge, but when looking at Arkansas's schedule and their 0-5 record in SEC play, I'm just going to throw this out there. 6-point loss to Ole Miss, 41-35. A 3-point loss at Tennessee, 34-31. 3-point loss versus Texas A&M, 45-42. 9-point loss to Auburn, 33-24. And then a 3-point loss against Mississippi State, 38-35. They're coming off a bye week as well here. LSU's 5.5-point favorites this week, Mike. But this just kind of screams basically every game that they've had this year. They've put up a lot of points, but they also give up a ton of points, but they're playing games one possession, and it's just because their defense is not able to get a single stop. Their offense is scoring at a high rate, Mike. As I mentioned, in SEC games, over 33 points per game, but they're giving up 38. So it's that like 5-point gap, but they play a ton of close games. Their offense is going to be a tough challenge in Tiger Stadium.
What's the over and under in this game, Charlie?
You know, I'll double check here. I know the spread is about 5.5, so we'll have that for
the spread. But man, it might be the play here, might be the over, because when you got a team that over the last 7 games has given up basically 40 points a game,
57.5, Mike.
Oh, that's a pretty high number. But I think Vegas feels like I do that. You know, I think both teams will be able to make plays on one another, and also too. Early games for LSU have not really worked out. Not really worked out for them. When you play 11:45, that has not been advantageous for the Tigers. Let me just tell you that.
Yeah, I don't know, Mike. I just see this being a tight
game.
But
at that number, I would go with the under.
Yeah, it's high because you haven't seen LSU put up points. It really is kind of weakness versus weakness with LSU's offense versus Arkansas's defense, but then strength versus strength, LSU's defense versus Arkansas's offense. So it's a weird matchup this weekend. And you know, another thing that Coach Rankin mentioned is that it always feels like in the battle for the boot that Arkansas plays LSU tough. And I think you can expect that in Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, always do. Also, we will remind everybody at 7 o'clock tonight, it'll be the Saints Hour with Mike Koss. His guest tonight will be Saints legend Pat Swilling. And I've said this a few times before, but I think Pat deserves to be in Pro Football's Hall of Fame. He was an impact player, rushing the quarterback. Man, in a time where I would say 85 to 90% of the defenses were 3-4 defense. Man, Pat was some terror coming off the edge. Man, him and Ricky Jackson coming off the edge. You were in a lot of trouble when you played the Saints. So Pat Swilling will be one of the guests of Mike Haas, and also Mike will interview Saints and Pelicans owner Gail Benson. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll have on with us our Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereff right after this break on the Big 870 WWL.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. And on our talk and text line, we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, tell us what's happening with your podcast, brother.
I'm just plugging away, man, talking about the Rams being the best team in football. And for all you Saints fans right now, hey, check it out. Go to YouTube, Stinkin' Truth, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. I did my leftover segment on the game I call, which was the Saints and Carolina, and the butt-whooping the Saints put on the Carolina Panthers, who were surging winners of four of their last five. And some really good things coming out of my meetings with the coaching staff, my meetings with Tyler Shuck, and just what they were able to accomplish, especially on the defensive side of the football, but what Shuck accomplished as well. So it's right there, the Stinkin' Truth. Check it out.
Mark, I was telling this to Charlie, and you know, it's been 3 days and or 2.5 days, I guess. But, you know, everywhere you go now, man, people got a little bit of optimism now with the Saints. And it all got to do with Tyler Shuck. And the defense really was the main reason they won Sunday. They played terrific football and stopping the run. And that is such a key. And it's been something that hasn't been there consistently for the Saints over the last couple years. But your thoughts on Tyler Shuck and how he played? Because, man, that was some moments you said, good gracious, that guy ain't playing like no rookie quarterback, and he's a heck of a lot better than that dude that's playing on the other side of the field, and he was the first overall pick in the draft.
Yeah, no question about it. He was – I thought he did some really good things. I thought, one, I thought his movement inside the pocket under duress was incredible. He kept climbing. He'd roll his shoulders. He'd climb up. He kept his eyes down the football field, found targets like the Juwan Johnson, you know, big play right off the bat on third down where he went 50-plus yards, the Juwan Johnson touchdown. Even the Olave touchdown against the blitz, like all those things against pressure. And that's what you want to do sometimes as a young quarterback. You know, you want to go pressure that guy, see if you can create a turnover. And he was nails in those situations. So I thought that part was really, really good. And you're right, man. He just outplayed Bryce Young, who was the first overall pick a couple of years ago. And he looked the part. And you know what? Sitting down talking with him, it felt like he felt confident. He felt like, yeah, I've been in it. You know, I went to college for 7 years, you know, and I've heard all the jokes. Hey, most guys call it a doctor and all those different things. But you know, he had injuries. He had disappointments. There was a maturation process that he got through his college experience that most of us and most college players don't get. And I think that's, you know, I think that's a benefit. So it was cool. He was a fun kid to talk to, and he certainly went out there and played quite well.
The Panthers' inability to run the football, and I know they've had some offensive line changes, but everybody's got injuries. The Saints got a bunch of injuries across the offensive line. I thought their inability to run the ball and the Saints slamming the door on that was really the key to victory, because their deal was they stuck the middle fingers at you and say, I dare Bryce Young to beat us throwing the ball.
Yeah.
Because once they stopped Rico, there was no other recluse here. You had to throw the football to get back in the game.
Yeah, you know, I said it on the broadcast several times, and I meant it. The Saints right now are telling you what they think of Bryce Young. And I'm not trying to be derogatory. I'm just telling you the tape will tell you what we think. And what they thought was, we are going to sell out edge pressure, edge blitz, corner blitz, Alante Taylor off the edge. We are going to sell out on the blitz. We are going to, you know, force you into the teeth of our defense. If you try to cut back, there's going to be an unblocked man blitzing off the edge to capture your running back in the backfield. We're going to shut you down. We're going to play one-on-one on the outside edges, give you access out there, and we don't believe that your quarterback can beat us. That's exactly what Brandon Staley put together, exactly what he was telling everybody that watched that game. Anybody who has, you know, any football knowledge can see it, and they executed it perfectly, and he was 100% right. They don't have enough passing game to beat the New Orleans Saints. And so it was, you know, all the way around. It was a great victory for the Saints. Like I said, coming in, Carolina had won four of the last five games.
Seattle Rams this weekend.
We
could make an argument. The two best teams in the NFC. And you can make a pretty good argument. The AFC teams, and I get New England with their record, not trying to take anything away from what they did in the Colts either. But good gracious, the way these teams are humming right now, that is a real sort of battle here. It's a battle royal, and the gates have been locked. It's to get out of the hell in the cell type of thing between these two teams this coming weekend.
Yeah, I think ultimately of all the tape I've watched, I think the Rams are the best team in football. Forget about the NFC. And then I think Seattle is in that, you know, in that next tier that are just neck and neck. So, I mean, it's just, this is going to be a great, great matchup. And so really cool. You know, when you start looking at, like you said, New England, probably – you know, arguably the best team in the AFC right now. You got the Broncos at 8-2. You got Indy. I think the Patriots are playing a little bit better than both of those teams. But I'm not so sure that it's Detroit and Seattle. You know, we might be splitting hairs, but I think it's the Rams. And then, you know, then you make your argument between Detroit, Seattle, and New England as the next best team. So pretty cool. Great matchup. No question about it. What a treat it's going to be.
How impressed are you with Caleb Williams? Ben Johnson comes in like the quarterback guru and everything, and it wasn't real smooth at first. But you watch this game, and I know it's against the Giants, but still, man, Caleb Williams late in that game, he pulled it out for him. And that wasn't the greatest weather conditions either he was playing in. How impressed are you this year with Caleb Williams?
You know, I think it's interesting because, you know, come from behind win, Giants up 10 late in the game. And I think Ben, and I've talked to Ben, but not here in the last couple of weeks, but I think Ben would tell you a lot of work to be done still with Caleb Williams. And I want him to be on schedule more. But the thing about Caleb Williams, and he had this in his time in USC, when things break down, that dude can make a play. And his off-schedule ability is what won them that game. And, you know, that's really what they're trying to get away from, because you can't operate that way for four quarters, because ultimately you'll create more turnovers and more mistakes than you will, you know, game-winning type plays. But in a short spurt when you got to have it, man, he did both with his feet. There were a couple of plays. I kid you not. It might have been 7 or 8 seconds he held the ball behind the line of scrimmage, moving around, avoiding blitzes. It was like, you got to be kidding me. And so I know they're trying to coach some of that out of him, you know, because there was too much of that, you know, going into the season. But, man, oh, man, he was unbelievably dynamic at the end of that game, no question.
Travion Henderson coming into his own now at running back for New England, because you can see, you know, Mike Vrabel, he really wants to run the ball. He wants to protect his star quarterback. I get it. And Drake May looks terrific back there for a young quarterback with not a lot of experience under his belt. But if this team gets that running game going and they get that back, and Travion, he's got that big play ability, the Patriots are going to be a tough out, because you know what Drake May can do throwing the football. He didn't maybe have all the ingredients there to run the ball and maybe a top back. But Henderson looks to be, over the last couple of weeks, to be a guy that they're going to lean on late.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. And listen, Vrabel, like, there are certain things Vrabel is going to do. He's going to try to control both lines of scrimmage. They're going to be stout defending the run, which they are, and they're going to run the ball. And, you know, they've done a really good job, and Drake May's done a really good job of kind of, you know, progressing. Keep it simple, and we'll just keep building on this offense. And, you know, and they have done that. He's thrown the ball deep incredibly well. But they've really been kind of, you know, progressing from the first to second, you know, progression. And then, hey, don't be afraid to take off and run. And now we're going to get into 1-2, and then let's get the third and then take off and run. And eventually it'll be 1-2-3, find your check down. But they're not rushing him into any of that stuff. And I think that's, like, I think that's really cool the way they're kind of building it. And they've taken too many sacks, and he'll be the first to tell you, man, I've taken too many sacks. But I just like the way they're constructed and built. And then, you know, the Travion Henderson thing, when he's running down that sideline late in the game to go in and score, and he looks over to the sideline and is like looking over at Vrabel, can I score, or do you want me to like lay down? You see that? That kind of stuff, it just goes to show you how well coached they are and how connected they are. And, you know, Vrabes can be a hard ass, no question about it. But I know that he loves his players, and I know how much they respect him, and I think it's really cool to watch.
Insider Calls with Mark Slareff are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
You know, Mark, I was watching the Berlin game as we were getting ready and doing the pregame for, you know, the Saints versus the Panthers, and that come from behind victory for the Colts. This is a two-part question because I want to get your thoughts on the Falcons too and where they're currently sitting, because they're on an extended losing streak right now, all the way down at 3-6 with four straight losses. And, you know, they traded their first-round pick for next year as part of the way to get James Pierce Jr. in last year's draft. So they're not in a good situation. I'll get your thoughts on them in just a second. But the Indianapolis Colts, and I know you as a former lineman, you love to see that rushing attack with Jonathan Taylor just bowling over people and the holes that that front line for Indianapolis is opening up for him to run through. Sometimes, Mark, it's just comical, but he finishes the game with over 240 rushing yards. And at the very end, when you needed it most in overtime, that final drive for the Colts, they gave it to them. They gave the ball to him five straight times, and he punches it into the end zone to wrap it up. And if the season ended today, the Indianapolis Colts would be the one seed in the AFC, and I don't think anyone saw that coming.
No, certainly didn't. And it just goes to show you the value, you know, in a day and age where all we want to do is get wide receivers and throw the football and the dynamic nature of throwing the ball. And, you know, I hear people say all the time, well, you score, like the scoring comes from throwing the football and all this baloney, and you control the line of scrimmage, you beat people up physically, you're going to win. And when you got a back like that and you do that consistently, even if it's not working at first, if you stay committed to doing it, man, the battle of attrition that is running the football is real. And you beat people up and you're going to have an opportunity to just wear people out late. And you saw it with Atlanta. I mean, it was, they're ahead late in that game and Jonathan Taylor takes one 83. Like, that's an exhausted defense. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get into overtime and here he goes, like you said, five straight runs, just pounding the rock. And that's what running the ball does for you. So it's amazing how they're built. And what that's done for Daniel Jones, who, you know, is all of a sudden becoming, you know, like a legit quarterback who they're going to have to sign a contract to and pay him. And they're gladly do it because he's playing really good football for him.
Mark, last question, but how the hell the Chargers are winning? Because, okay, your two starting tackles are out. Your top running back is out. You've had attrition inside at both guards. Defensive line, Khalil Mack has had some downtime. You've had trouble in the secondary. And Jim Harbaugh, somehow, some way, comes up with ways to win. It's amazing to watch the Chargers today.
It really is. Like, what are they sitting at, 7-3?
Yeah.
And you're right. And they've lost that. Now, hey, listen, Herbert is a great young quarterback. And Jim has just found a way, you know, philosophy-wise, connection-wise, to get those guys to play regardless. They are the most unique, probably 7-3 team in football, and it'll be really interesting to see how they play down the stretch. Because he's the guy, you know, Jim Harbaugh's the guy that said drafting an offensive lineman at 6th overall or whatever it was. And man, people want me to draft a weapon. I just did. That's the tip of the spear, you know. And to have both of your starting offensive tackles out, and both of them are all pro type players, and still be sitting at 7-3 and still be finding yourself right in the thick of things. Amazing. It's a great job coaching. And it's just a testament to him as a coach, the coaching staff that he's assembled, and then the players they've assembled.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Always great to have you on. Terrific insights. What game you got this weekend?
I've got Houston at Tennessee.
Well, you get to watch the Texans then. And Cam Ward for Tennessee.
Yeah, the Texans, their defense is legit.
Oh, yeah. Cam Ward has always been a guy that moves around the pocket. He better move real quick this weekend is all I can tell you.
Yeah, no doubt.
You guys thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. All righty. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs.
Nationwide is on your side. Mark is also the host of the Odyssey original, The Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to The Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We come back, it'll be our triple option feature. Steve Geller will join us here right after this break.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Want to tell everybody again, at 7 o'clock in the Saints Hour, Mike Hoss will have on with him Saints legend Pat Swilling, one of the really, man, that tandem, him and Ricky Jackson, man, they were so much fun to watch. Great team. Being able to get after the quarterback and influencing so many passes along the way. And Saints and Pelicans owner Gail Benson, that'll be in the Saints Hour with Mike Hawes starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Steve, I'll go to you first, but who does Romo play again this week?
We got Holy Cross on Friday night at the Shrine on Airline, Mike.
Okay, so a W there then brings you to Tioga?
Yeah, I asked you. That's why I was like, I've never even heard of Tioga.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're good, Steve.
Oh, that's not too far away from Alexandria. Man, them dudes can play, is all I can tell you. Tioga. Now, Holy Cross is a good football team, but, man, Tioga, do they have athletes on that team?
Buckle up,
that
Raiders.
Can run. Whew. So go ahead, Steve. I'll throw it to you first for triple option. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
no problem at
man,
all.
That's a big game, Romo Holy Cross.
Definitely looking forward to Friday night at the Shrine, Mike. Last night, it was a problem trying to find some good sports on television. Monday Night Football, the Pelicans game.
At least your Eagles won, Steve.
They won, but it still wasn't an entertaining game at all.
All three
Lord.
Primetime games this past week were pretty bad.
Right.
Especially the
Broncos
game.
Oh,
I'll take it, but I'm just talking about entertainment value. But also the Pelicans game wasn't very entertaining at all. But at least, guys, watching the LSU men's basketball team taking on UNO, the Tigers, now 2-0 on the season. They got the win over the Privateers, 93-58. Not a surprise. They should be UNO by that much. But definitely I felt like the length of this Tiger team was on display in this matchup. They ended up out-rebounding the Privateers 56-36, so a 20-point margin just there in rebounds. Just hoping for continued success for this LSU men's basketball squad. We know it's a big year for Coach Matt McMahon to try and do anything. We just want to see them make it to the big dance this year.
Got to get into the tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Coach McMahon, there's no question. He knows the heat's on him, too. And hopefully we can get him on pretty quick because I know he wants to kind of wave the flag for the Tigers basketball team. Charlie?
Guys, just listening to Mark Schlereth talk about the Rams and how they very well might be the best team in all of football. Mm-hmm. And then you look at Matt Stafford, who in his age 37 season, guys, well, first and foremost, back-to-back-to-back games against Jacksonville, against the Saints, and against San Francisco, all obviously wins. Four touchdown passes, which I think has only been done like seven times in NFL history where a quarterback has thrown four or more touchdown passes in three straight games.
Reminds me of Drew Brees' days.
He is balling out this year, guys. 218 of 310 passing, 70% completion percentage, 2,427 passing yards, 25 touchdowns to two interceptions, a 117.5 passer rating, and best of all for Rams fans, a 7-2 record. Mm-hmm. Matt Stafford, if you look at some different sports books and the odds for MVP for the season, Stafford is currently leading the way, guys. And I mean, he's above different players like Jonathan Taylor is up there and Drake May, the quarterback for the Patriots, Pat Mahomes, and, you know, kind of the usual suspects. But Matt Stafford at age 37, all the way up at number one for odds. And this is another stat that kind of popped out to me, guys. ESPN Insights had this, that Matt Stafford just reached a 500 career win percentage for the first time at 231 starts. That's the most starts by a quarterback before reaching 500 since starts were first tracked back in 1950. Matt Stafford, obviously, we know his start of his career with Detroit, 115-115-1. So congrats to Matt Stafford. And I think that he's probably going to surpass that 500 mark pretty soon here, guys.
That tells me one thing. Man, Detroit Lions back then, they were a sorry football team. They were bad. And I'm not talking about bad, bad. They were really bad. But think about it, and Steve, you can remember. Bobby goes to Irvine for the workouts in California, and he was telling me, Mike, man, they really got a concern about Matt Stafford if he'll play this year because of his back. Now, I don't know if he went to Lourdes and got cured. Oh, whatever. I didn't read about that trip overseas. But, man, to see that guy throw a football and from the different angles he throws it from, because nothing really comes out the same way. Just watch him throw. It's always like it's never really always right over the top. It's three quarters. It's halfway. It's kind of sidearm. And then that one pass, he's looking one way and phew, he throws it the other. And you're like, man, how the hell can a guy with a bad back do that? Man, I know medicine is good today. I didn't know it was that good.
He's got Mr. Miyagi over there with the Rams.
It's almost like when you watch Jake Retzloff throw the football. And he's got this little habit of every time he throws it, watch what he does. He jumps. Just watch the highlights of Retzloff. He sort of jumps when he throws. And that's sort of almost like watching a receiver sometimes that he don't need to jump up to catch a pass, but he does anyway. You get into that groove, and Retzloff doesn't do it all the time, but he does it quite often. It's just something, you know, he sort of has picked up along the way. I'm sure Coach Summerall has told him, hey, look, we don't need for you to jump up. Just throw it set and throw it downfield. But it's sort of habit. And you watch Stafford, you just come away shaking your head how good he can throw the football, but it's never from the same angle. That to me, well, you know, doing this for as long as I have, that to me is amazing. It really is. Mahomes can do it out in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. But Stafford, as an old pops, is doing it in this league? Amazing to watch. We'll be back to finish it off here on our number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL right after this break. Finishing up here in our number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia, Steve Geller, Charlie Long in the 6 o'clock hour. David Grubb does a great job covering the NBA and the Pelicans will be on with us. 7 o'clock, Saints Hour, Mike Hoss, Gail Benson, and Pat Swilling will be back with more Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.